So what made you cancel the date before the date? It's 99.7 DJX. Got a text from Missy. Said, he was shorter than me by 2 inches. I realized I could never wear heels again.
Aw, dang.
See, now, like, Kelly, you're what, 5'7"?
I'm 5'7".
So you're a little bit taller than the average woman.
I was taller than all the boys in school, for sure, because I was, like, I shot up to this height in middle school.
Yeah.
So, and I wore flats all the time, and, like, dance pictures, I'm kind of...
You're hunched over.
A little hunched over. My boyfriend at the time, was whose name was Ben, was short.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Kelsey said, I know this will sound terrible, but on the Saturday morning before our first date, he texted me, good morning, at like 4:12 in the morning. Nope. Whatever lifestyle that is, not qualified. She's like,
I'm not down with
mess
that.
Me with that.
Wait,
early morning stuff.
You're going to be up that early? I don't think, we are not going to be compatible.
What made you cancel the date before the date?
Derek, she Venmo requested me $5.75 for the iced coffee she bought while we were planning the date. We hadn't even met yet.
Oh,
wow.
That's bold. That's bold.
I'm not Venmo requesting any money from any person. I'm just trying to date.
That's...
Unless there's some sort of an arrangement. But that is wow.
That's
just
funny.
To randomly send it.
I was waiting for this. Allison said he was a Duke fan.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a UK or U of L fan, that's just gross.
Yeah. That's just gross.
That's just gross. That's funny.
Jordan asked me what kind of music I liked. I said pretty much everything. He replied, perfect. I'll bring my recorder. I wasn't in the mood for that type of humor and wasn't ready to risk that it wasn't a joke. So, date canceled.
I'm going to do a rendition of Go Tell Aunt Rosie.
You're going to perform on that
I've been practicing Twinkle Little Star.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, exactly. A couple more. What made you cancel the date before the date? These are funny.
Emily, I was talking to a guy. We decided to go out, and he spelled restaurant as... R-E-S-T-R-O-N-T. Restaurant. Three different ways in one conversation. Confidence is attractive. Spell check is too. Buddy, I can't date a dummy.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one. Spell.
Restaurant. But you know
restaurant.
Restaurant.
Yes, restaurant. That's a good way to remember
funny.
It. Oh, so don't fall into the same pitfall.
That is funny.
Oh, Logan.
Last one. What made you cancel the date before the date?
She kept using Snapchat's baby filter in every picture she sent. I still have no idea what she actually looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wasn't trying to solve a mystery before appetizers. I had to politely say I accepted a job in a different city when moving away. When I wasn't.
Oh, hey, something came up. I'm moving to Cincinnati.
That's a Chandler from Friends move. I'm moving to Yemen.
Oh, shoot. You guys are funny.
Wow, Logan.
All right.
And then what happens if he's out?
Yeah.
And runs into her.
Hey!
Months later.
You?
I'm just visiting for the weekend.
You know what?
Remember, I moved away.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't recognize her.
You're right! She would just be putting him on blast.
That's right.
Some sort of like,
that's right.
Don't date this guy Facebook group.
Yes.
As being a big jerk.
He wouldn't even know.
He wouldn't even know.
Because he wouldn't recognize her because she only had a baby filter as a Snapchat. That's funny. I know Kelly's a big fan of the Snapchat filter.
I like the Snapchat filters.
All right. Thank you for the stories. Those were entertaining.